the rest of the story. As a general, Ulysses S. Grant was spared a Waterloo, and yet as president, he almost met his Watergate. The Grant administration was widely believed, especially in Democratic circles, to have been a corrupt one. In the spring of 1876, Get Grant fever had spilled from the Hill into the heartland, but congressional investigators needed something substantial with which to nail the president. They would begin with grand-scale graft in the War Department. They would get to Grant through his suspect Secretary of War, William Belknap. Now, under Belknap, soldiers at army posts could no longer purchase non-military supplies from whomever they wished. Beginning June 1870, they could make such purchases only from merchants chosen and licensed by the War Department. And furthermore, rumor had it, these Army Post merchants called sutlers were paying up to 4/5 of their annual income to War Department officials. Some said to Secretary Belknap himself. It would take more than hearsay, however, to expose Belknap. But one man came forward. He was a soldier named George from Fort Abraham Lincoln in the Dakota Territory. He testified before a number of congressional committees. Yes, he had met the Secretary of War when he visited Fort Lincoln. Yes, he believed Belknap was a crook. And then he, George, produced certain documents to support his contention. He even linked Orville Grant, the president's own brother, to Belknap's alleged indiscretions. Well, before the congressional investigation was over, William Belknap resigned as Secretary of War. The administration was toppling, critics said. But somehow, President Grant himself weathered his Watergate. At least he was destined to complete this, his second term. But no thanks to George. And Grant would never forgive nor forget that. In fact, the president grew determined to punish George for trying to ruin him politically. Now, it's very easy for any commander-in-chief to punish a soldier. One day, the choice assignments the soldier had expected are no longer there. George had tried desperately to get back in President Grant's good graces. He even visited the White House personally. He sat waiting for hours before being told that the president did not want to see him. So George realized he'd have to do something spectacular in order to redeem himself. George would have to do something spectacular. So he set out to do something spectacular. But he failed so spectacularly that each generation since has remembered him for that one grand failure. George was General George Armstrong Custer. But Grant survived his political scandal, and Custer, attempting to regain the favor of the man he had sought to disgrace, trying to get back on the good side of the president, Custer planned a daring, reckless raid against the Sioux and the Cheyenne, and he, Custer, rode to his death at the Little Bighorn. All of your life you've heard of Custer's last stand. Well, now you know why. Now you know the rest of the story.